So let's start in the Australian Team Hotel with Justin Langer. Justin, welcome to 1116 SEN.
Morning, Jared.
Is there a heightened sense on the eve of a test series?
Oh, of course, and particularly against India. It's a huge series. We've all been looking forward to it for a long time. We're in beautiful Adelaide. The weather's perfect. Everyone's very excited about the test match.
What are the rhythms of the final day of preparation? What's in store today?
No, very relaxed. It's very different than probably at the start of a normal summer because the guys have been playing Sheffield Shield cricket. We've had a few one days, some white ball cricket. We almost feel, to be completely honest, like we're cherry ripe. We could have played today. So we'll have our final strategy meeting in half an hour's time. A few of the boys want to go down to the ground and get their gear set up and hit some balls, and then we'll be firing for tomorrow morning.
What's it like for you, Justin? How can you compare it to on the eve of a test series as a player to now being here as a coach?
I was always nerves, but the very fact I personally just love Adelaide Oval. I've got so many fond memories. I played my first test match here. I played some great test matches here for Australia. It's just a great venue to play cricket, so particularly test cricket. So there'll be a few nerves tomorrow, but we've had a brilliant preparation, a good bunch of young blokes, and I honestly think we're ready to go.
Have you made your decisions? Have you made your decisions on the top six?
Yeah, they always keep me up. There's plenty of thought about that. Pretty sure Marcus Harris will make his debut, which is very exciting for him. I think he, in any era, he's scored 500 runs in Shield cricket in 8 innings, so that's a great way to go into a test match. He's a terrific young player, and he's looked very good against some of the most competitive net sessions I've seen for a long time in Australian cricket. He's looked very, very composed, and then we'll make the decision on the last batting spot probably later today.
So did you move through, I guess the public commentary first was, is it Hanscom versus Head? Is it Harris versus Hanscom? Is it now, it's not Harris versus Mitch Marsh, so is it Hanscom versus Mitch Marsh?
Well, there you go. There's that little monkey voice that everyone talks about. It was all that public discussion. Imagine what's going through my head. So, at this stage, I'd say that Peter Hanscom or Mitch Marsh will take the 5 or 6 position. So we'll have a look at that. And like I said, we'll come up with a decision later on today.
What role does bowling play in that decision and the pitch that you're going to be presented with?
Yeah, I think from what we're seeing is that the Adelaide Oval has been a magnificent wicket, albeit a drop-in wicket, which is great credit to the Adelaide curators that in a drop-in wicket, this has probably been the most competitive drop-in wicket we've seen arguably around the world. So there's going to be some grass on this wicket. Not necessarily green grass, but it's nice thatchy grass, so the ball nips around a bit. And if we go with Pete Hanscom, that's because we're hopeful that their three fast bowlers and Nathan Lyon will be able to do the job for us on it.
Is it particularly pleasing to have a debutant in the team come the start of a home test summer?
It generally is, yeah. I mean, it's nice to have some fresh faces around. That said, this is a very young Australian test team, so In days gone by, the young kid comes in with a really senior Australian cricket team, and you couldn't say that about this team. This is a very talented team, a group of really good young men, but haven't played much test cricket. So it feels like a lot of them are very young in their journeys. And, so whilst it's nice, it's always nice to have more senior players around as well.
You never know where the twists and turns will come from. Obviously, Usman Khawaja got one yesterday on the personal front. Have you had a conversation with him to see how he is?
Yeah, of course. So we look after each other as well as we can. One of our values is our mates. So we're keeping an eye on Uzi. He's obviously a bit of a shock for him yesterday. That said, he's got great family support. He's got great support around him. So I know his wife's here with him, and we'll look after him in a lot of ways. And I've heard a lot of sports people, a lot of cricketers say this, their actual sanctuary is out in the middle or playing cricket. So whilst there's a bit going on in his personal life, we're all around him to support him.
So he's determined to play, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a really calm, composed young man. As we've seen, he's a terrific player, and he's usually cool as a cucumber. So whilst I'm sure there's a few things going on in his mind and his heart, on the outside he'll be as cool and calm as usual.
Yesterday we saw John Bertrand down in the nets and Steve Waugh as well. What are you trying to surround the team with on that front?
I've been so lucky personally to have incredible mentors in my life. I know for young men, great mentors is important. And when I was appointed, the very, very first person who texted me was John Bertrand. And I only met John many years before that. So he was, and he's kept in touch. And then he was in Adelaide on a couple of nights ago. And he said, I'm in Adelaide, do you want to catch up? I said, how about breakfast? And he goes, yeah, I'd love to. So we had breakfast together. And he came to training. What an amazing leader. And then you have guys like Steve Waugh. I think Punter will be down today. We've got some, you know, some amazing ex-players, some legends. Mike Hussey's going to be in town. Ricky Gilley, they're all in town. So from that point of view, it's great to surround them with brilliant people, brilliant leaders, brilliant cricketers like those guys.
Do you want your players to have one-on-one conversations with them? As sort of
100%. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing like strong mentors. There's nothing like good people around to help you. So I certainly wouldn't be sitting here talking to you now without some amazing mentors that I've had in my life. So the more we can encourage our boys to do that, whether it's formal or informal, then I think there can be nothing but positive come out of it.
Broadly speaking, Justin, and there's been a national conversation going on now for 9 months, and it seems to funnel into tomorrow. I know Australia's already played a couple of test matches abroad, and there has been short-form cricket, but it does feel like a lot funnels into tomorrow. Do you feel like the team is about to go on some sort of trial?
Well, I've felt it since day one, to be completely frank. I've felt it since we went to England, and there's a lot of talk about how we're going to play our cricket, and all I'd ask you is we've played a lot of cricket, actually. Whilst tomorrow's the first test match back in Australia, we've played a lot of cricket, and all I'd ask from you or the public is how have we been? How have we gone? We haven't got the win-loss column right yet, but we're working very hard on that. But I ask the public, how have we been? You know, I think we've played good competitive cricket. I think our behaviour on the field's been excellent. I think our behaviours and what we're doing in the public has been better than that. So that's all I ask. We can talk, we can have all the words in the world, but hopefully our behaviours are proving, you know, the sort of Australian cricket team we're going to be.
Do you feel like everybody is now comfortable in their own skin?
No, I don't. The only reason I say that is because we've got a young guy, Marcus Harris, making his debut tomorrow. We've got Travis Head's played 2 test matches. And as I mentioned before, it's a very inexperienced team. So when we get comfortable in our skin, we know it'll be a really good team. But you've got to earn that from experience. It took me probably 5 years. When I made my debut in 93, it probably wasn't until 98 or 99. And a lot of the best players Australia's produced would tell you the same story. So we're working really hard for everyone to be comfortable in their own skin. We encourage them to be themselves. But I wouldn't say they're all comfortable in their own skin yet. No, that you've got to earn that, and that takes time.
Do you feel like there'll be a few lumps and bumps over the next 5 weeks that you'll have to guide a young team through?
Oh, probably the next couple of years, actually.
Yep.
And that's the truth. I mean, if you look at what we'd love to see in this instant world we live in is guys come in and they become overnight superstars, but Jared, you and I watch a lot of sport and a lot of cricket. I mean, no, that's not how it generally works. So, yeah, there's going to be some lumps and bumps, no doubt. But that's also the great journey and challenge of Test cricket. I've been through it. I've seen it as a coach. I've been through it as a player. And we'll make sure we give these guys the best support we can so that they can all have the at the end of their careers, they can look back and go, you know, what a great journey that was.
How formidable is the opposition, Justin, in your mind? How does India present as the world's best on soil where they've never won a series yet?
Yeah, they're a good team. They've obviously got a couple of great players, and we will show them great respect. So they haven't had a great success in Australia in the past, as Australia haven't had an India, you know, very often in the past. So it'll be a new set of circumstances for them. That they'll also be under great pressure, I think. I mean, you sense they're smelling blood. Like the great Australian cricket team of 2001 felt, and we just fell short, and we were able to in 2004. You sense these moments, and I'm sensing that India feel that. That said, they're going to be up against a really talented young Australian cricket team who have got plenty to prove. I mean, we've been through so much in the last 9 months. Yeah, we've been rolling our sleeves up and we've got plenty to prove as well. I think one great thing about Australians, we get to a point where we say, you know, we've had enough of this. We've had enough of this. It's time to roll our sleeves up and get shoulder to shoulder and start playing some good cricket. So I'm hopeful that we'll see plenty of that during these next 4 or 5 weeks.
Is it important to ensure that Virat Kohli doesn't settle in as the dominant figure, the dominant personality, the dominant player in the series?
Yeah, you could say that. We know he's a great player. That said, one of the key strategies of every Australian cricket team I've been involved with has been to ensure that we put as much pressure as we can on the opposition captain, because we know if the captain's down, that has a flow-on effect throughout the team. So, and that's not just Virat. That's been, since my first test match against the West Indies, you would have said the same about Richie Richardson. So, we want to make sure that, you know, that's an obvious thing, that he's the world's best batsman, and the less impact he can have, the better for us.
There's a lot of questions around their seam bowling, which has been impressive around the world, although not achieving success offshore. How do you rate the seamers in this Indian lineup?
Yeah, we'll be prepared for them as well. I think we can't underestimate Ashwin as well. He's a world class bowler. He's a dogged all rounder in a sense, because he's made some tough runs for India in the past. So We're aware of him. We're well prepared. We've prepared well for ourselves. We're also prepared for the opposition. So, hopefully we know what we're going to be up against. That said, as I said, there's going to be plenty of nerves around. A lot of the guys haven't seen much of them before, but we're as prepared as we can be.
And Adelaide itself, this has been a ground in day test matches that's lent itself to big scores, is the mystery of the thatch grass that you spoke about and what that's going to do with a red Kookaburra. How do you imagine that Adelaide is going to be against the traditional backdrop?
I think it's a different wicket. Since it's been a drop-in wicket, it seems to have been more seamer-friendly. In the past, it was the great characteristics of the Adelaide Oval is you'd pray the night before that you'd win the toss and you'd bat. And that's as a captain, also as an opening batsman. So you'd pray you'd get to bat on it. It was a batting paradise for a few days, and then it got deteriorated and it became probably one of the hardest places to bat in the world. Since this drop in wickets have been a bit different. It's been, I'd say, more competitive consistently with bat and ball. So that's what we're hoping we'll get this test series against India. If we can get some bounce, our young fast bowlers are fresh and they're ready to go. If we get some bounce against them, that'll give us some competitive advantage.
I know you're about to walk into a meeting, so just as we finish, Justin, if you could have a wish for this first test, sort of separate to winning or losing, what would it be?
We always talk about winning the first session and starting the test strongly, but I also know that Test cricket's about being ready on the fifth day. If it goes to the fifth day, last time Australia played India here, Nathan Lyon took Australia took seven or eight wickets in the last session of day five. So we've been preparing for not just being good for the first day or working hard for the first, or everyone's excited, but we're going to be ready for day five. So regardless of the result, if we just keep fighting and fighting and rolling our sleeves up and we're competitive for every session, then I'll be pleased with that.
Justin, appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you over here tomorrow.
Thanks, mate. Look forward to it.
Justin Langer from the team hotel on the final day of preparation ahead of the first test against India as this series is about to come to life. So there you have it. Marcus Harris is going to make his test debut at the top of the order. Victorians will open the batting for Australia for the first time since 1974 when it was Stacking and Redders out in the middle.